All right, I'm going to call to this meeting order of the Little Calumet River Development Commission. Please set your phones to stun and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jody, roll call, please.
Tom Kruse.
Here.
Tom Kostecki, absent. Anthony Brodbeck, absent. Peter Kinnick, absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
Present. All right, we've got a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes for March 13, 2019. Modifications, changes, statements, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes for March of 2019 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? They're in there forever. Chairman's report, happy spring. $275 million man-made flood control project. Jody's getting tired of bringing that. We leave it here now, but if you don't take care of something after it's man-made, it tends to fail with no maintenance. It's important that the big picture never gets lost sight of. And the focus is to make sure between the homes, the thoroughfares, and being able to provide a community with infrastructure that does what it's supposed to do, that we do the maintenance continually every year. That's the charge of this group. Additionally, we get to do some recreational things, help with biking and walking and running and wildlife, which is all good as well. But if everything floods and we have damage like we had in 2008, close to $1 billion, that tends to override a lot of biking issues. So let's focus on what's really important on a day-to-day basis in the big picture so we don't have to experience that again. And the glow, Lori, is from the Region Island Tour. Rock Island, Stony Island, Goose Island. That was what that's from. All right, sorry. Finance report. Approval of the claims for April 2019.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for April 2019 in the amount of $363,753.23.
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Repe.
Compared to previous months, we're a little bit light this month, which is a good thing. The largest claim by far is IHC Construction, $169,424.37 for the Canadian Fort Wayne Railroad. They have completed, I believe, the second set of pile driving. They should have completed that this afternoon. It appears as though they're all in compliance, which is a good thing. I'll have confirmation tomorrow, and they hope to be complete still by June 1 of this year. A little bit of delay, but now they're all in compliance with their pile driver, which is important. There was a change order of $19,000, as we discussed at the previous meeting. It's actually $39,000, but $19,000 for this installment for the provision of not putting the pile driver over the top of the railroad tracks, and they needed an extra weight. So that was above what was called out for in the specs. And so that's a $19,000 change order. You'll see that in the, whatchamacallit, I believe it's, is it in the change orders or no? It will be for change orders under this project. Other issues or other items, Great Lakes, electrical maintenance, pump station. We did, you know, this installment was for our, we'll call it spring cleaning, where we go in and get all through the trash racks, give a deep clean to them, especially the ones off of Grant Street where there's a lot of debris that flies around. It's just an open area, and they worked and made sure those were all vacuumed out, and they're for $16,000. City of Crown Point reimbursement for Sarman Woods for $22,006. Ellis Construction for Harrison Street for $24,381. And then Patrick Engineering, $33,845 for overseeing and in designing the Lake Station levee. There's a couple little miscellaneous items just of note. The Microvac Laboratories, we talked about testing. We test quarterly the natural spring there off of Chase Street, And then weed patch, we put together our spring weed spraying of all the rocks and all the gate stations in accordance with what the Army Corps allows us to do. Beyond that, there are some, I'm trying to think if it's doing anything really exciting, and there doesn't appear to be, but if there's any questions, I'd be happy to.
Okay, we have a motion for a second. Mr. Repe went through it. Is there any specific questions on the claims? Be there none, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlitzky?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
Floyd Whitaker?
Yes. Moving right along. Dan?
So for the April report, just to give you just a brief highlights of what's happening, Chase Street Pedestrian Bridge is starting to take shape. They've actually put the bridge together, building and working on the foundations. They found an alternative route to get there besides the deck that's now under construction over at 94. So they're doing work out there. I talked about the Chase Street testing. We conducted our pre-bid meeting for the projects that are going to be open today, which is the Marshalltown paving, the Hammond paving, and then the maintenance work on Gary North and Gary South. Harrison Bridge, with the better weather, is moving much better. They're still projected to be done this summer. They're working on trying to cut some things that will hopefully increase the efficiency and still make it effective use of their time. But right now, they're saying it'll be closed till August, and working with our partners at NIPSCO to help pay for some of the additional costs that were incurred because of their change of utility alignment. Working with School City of Gary to purchase their property off of Liverpool. As I said before, we're designing the Lake Station levee that's between Liverpool and the expressway. They've done the initial work regarding wetlands and soil testing, so we're moving on to actual more design work, seeing about a pump station possibility just because of the way that section of Lake Station is designed to drain, which is through two 24-inch culverts, which causes a whole lot of problems in that neighborhood in general because they can't get out of their basement. Beaver Dam removal is now sort of taken over part of my life now that spring is thought about coming back, although today is a different story. We have quite a few Beaver Dam removals. We've got some that are affecting even the in-project mitigation. It's backing it up onto that, which is causing them to have issues with plantings. We participated in the Isaac Walden cleanup by providing the dumpsters, which was a great success this last weekend. We're still working on some acquisitions, both of the Griffith Golf Center, the School City property, the 30 parcels that the Army Corps still wants us to do, pump station easements, as well as we received over 70 certificates from the Lake County Commissioners for properties generally located in Lake Station, East Gary area. Because of the winter, we are having great fun because of people now wanting to get on the levees and do four-wheeling and everything else, so they've damaged them in some areas. We're going to have to repair. We've decided to go with large boulders because someone suggested that 4 years ago to block them as opposed to do the wooden bollards. We'll see if that helps. We're preparing currently for inspections starting for 2019. This year, they'll start next week. The 16th and the 17th will be doing the Hammond pump stations. The 18th will be doing the Highland pump stations, though those Hammond pump stations include Munster as well. And then starting May 6th, we will do levee and gates in Munster. May 7th is Highland. 8th and 9th and 10th will be Hammond. And then we turn over the following month to do the Gary inspection. So everything from Klein Avenue to the east. It's just the way they divide it. We also include MDOT as well. So June 10th will be starting in Marshalltown, MDOT inspections, and then as well, we just keep working to the west through Gary North and South. And then as respect to the 600-foot levee leaking wall, the Army Corps is going to award that contract to the lucky contractor on May 31st. I have not seen the plans yet, but the date is what they gave me or what Natalie gave me, and she said that will be awarded. So when I get the plans, We will make sure we post it and distribute it to all the board members. That would be it as far as I have, unless there's a particular question about a particular project.
Any questions for Mr. Repe?
Hey, Dan, how much money do we have left in the tree fund?
Nothing has been allocated for this year, 2019, so that answer would be $150,000.
Okay.
That's what we allocate a year.
NIPSCO's doing a big project where we're taking out a lot of trees along the pipelines, and people have asked me.
Yeah, they're actually doing it along our corridor as well. If you're familiar from basically Klein Avenue to Marshalltown, the river takes in their easement, so they have a contractor that's out there, which actually sort of helps us in a way because it allows us access to some of the cross culverts that run underneath their easement. So $150,000 is the short answer, I guess, for that.
Thanks.
Dan, the Griffith golf course easement, with the stuff that's been in the paper about Griffith possibly adding backfill on top of that to develop that property, that doesn't interfere with anything that we got going on.
Correct. We've already, and we worked with Griffith to establish the area of the easement. It's just a matter, I think, right now of determining the price and how we got to that price through the appraiser that we hired. So it has no impact because they couldn't develop on that easement.
Any other questions for Mr. Repe? Either none. Moving right along. Other issues, new business.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to open up the bids for the following projects and to be awarded to the lowest and most responsible bidder pending review by our engineer, our attorney, and staff. They are as the follows. Marshalltown Levee Paving Project, Hammond North Stage V2 Levee Paving Project, the Gary North Culvert Cleaning and Eye Wall Repair, the Gary South Culvert Cleaning and Eye Wall Repair Project.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Either none. Four projects to open with a new letter opener.
Safer for everyone.
People listen to this and think, what are they talking about?
About the vote. Take the vote.
Oh, yeah, we should take a vote. Sorry. Mrs. Lambert, let's do a vote. Whether Dan should open this stuff.
Tom McGlinsey?
Yes.
Dave Castellano?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. No, that was close, wasn't it?
You'll do the next one.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the third addendums to the employment agreement of the executive director and the office manager.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. This is to keep the fine, extensive staff of Dan Repe and Jody Lambert in place for another year, to which we appreciate their hard work and diligence. Any discussion? Either or not. Motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom McGlinsey.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Thank you again. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve an agreement with Garcia Consulting Engineers for oversight and monitoring for the Marshalltown Levee Paving Project in an amount not to exceed $14,440.
One at a time or all of them?
We'll do them one at a time.
Second.
Motion and a second. Can you do multitasking, Dan? Can you open mail and look at this?
Yeah.
All right.
Marshalltown Levee Paving Project.
So just to make sure, what, they actually use asphalt?
Right. Well, the important thing on Marshalltown, quite honestly, is the fact that there are two areas that have sunk considerably, which caused us not to be compliant with the Army Corps for their standards. It fell below the level of protection, the design level of protection. So the important thing in this contract is simply to make sure that it's built back up where it needs to be. It's paved, as the council person, I can't remember her name for the life of me, has requested for the neighborhood that they can use it for recreation. It also helps us, quite honestly, for monitoring and making sure that it's all working.
10-4. So there's a motion and second. Any discussion? Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas Rutsky.
Yes.
Dave Casalano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LeVon Raker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve an agreement with Garcia Consulting Engineers to oversee and monitor the Hammond North Stage V2 levee paving project in an amount not to exceed $14,440.
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Repay, same overview?
Well, the important thing here is what this is going to allow us to do is go back to those gates that the Army Corps put together for us, so that we can go back there safely without running the issue we're getting stuck with our vehicles to make that closure happen, which is the expressway. With this, that's the most important thing. Hammond requested that as an afterthought or an after incident review of the February event.
5-2, where does this go again?
It goes to the railroad crossing between the visitor center and that pond and where the BMV is in Hammond and the truck stop on the Highland side.
To Northcott?
Yeah, but it won't pave all the way because we've already paved. The only place that isn't paved in Hammond is from the boulevard to
the tracks.
To the tracks.
Got it. Any questions or discussion on this motion? With a second, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Kaczynski.
Yes.
Dave Casalano.
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LeVon
Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Moving along. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make motion to approve an agreement with Garcia Consulting Engineers for oversight and monitoring the Gary North and Gary South culvert cleaning project and eye wall repairs in an amount not to exceed $36,080.
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Repay.
The important factor here is every 5 years we're required by the Army Corps to make sure that the culverts are not collapsed or the gates aren't collapsing. They're all in working order and the videotapes are all there to present to the Corps as a part of our inspection. And so for Gary South, it's due this year. Gary North is due next year, but it's easier to do them all at one time. And so we're doing them now.
Got it. Any other questions as it relates to this one? And as an overview, this is just to make sure we have somebody on our end watching the contractors that they help the community to which they also live and work in do the right thing. So, motion and a second, Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas Lindsay.
Yes.
Dave Kaplan.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LeVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Bone of the floor, Dan. How you doing?
Halfway done.
All right, next up, we'll come back to Dan when he's done opening the mail. His statements to the board from the floor. My favorite. If you have something to help us and or move it along, just come to the podium, and have at it.
John Beckman, 243 Detroit Street, Isaac Walton Lake. I would encourage the Basin Commission to collaborate with the Lake County Surveyor and the DNR. Where will the beaver be welcome to build their dams? So they have a place to be happy, but it doesn't interfere with your more serious concern about flooding.
That stuff behind you, you mean? The pictures from behind you? Okay.
But there are plenty of places on the ditches upland from the Little Calumet River, where it might be okay for the beavers to live on Deep River, etc., and work with the towns, make sure they're all happy with your plans. And then that also creates, you know, 3 to 15 feet deep ponds that have fish. So it's recreation. So you're making your recreational goal along with your flood control goal by letting the beavers have a happy place to live.
You said you're with the Isaac Walton Lake.
Yes.
Do they have any suggestions of where that might occur? Maybe if you help us, give us some ideas and where that might be able to work out, we could review it that way.
All right, I'll see what I can do about getting some of that ideas.
Okay.
In fact, I'll talk with Purdue Northwest. to see if they might have some suggestions, because they are environment, they're the ecological department of Purdue, and they might, and they go from here to that other location, Purdue North, used to be called Purdue North Central. So they, Skirballa would know the watersheds of the whole area, and I will
talk to them
and see if I can get you some encouragement and some enlightened ideas. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Once? Twice? How you doing, Dan?
I'm waiting for Lori to come up here.
You want me to get up and talk,
yeah,
Dan?
If not, we're just all going to stare at Dan.
Yeah. Lori, come on, you got to have something.
I'll make something up.
There you go.
Good evening, gentlemen. Lori Zalmo, Forest Avenue. Walked the levee on Forest Avenue the other night. Things are looking pretty good over there. Saw the first beaver in our neighborhood that I've seen before. One area of concern, I pointed out to Dan, he's going to take a look at it. And I'm sorry you skipped Blue Island, you didn't mention that one. Weren't you on a discount trip?
Yeah, exactly. It's cut it short. Okay, come back for the meeting.
Dan, do I have to film more, or, you know?
Blue Island's a nice town.
Oh, I wasn't complaining, but he skipped it in his list of islands.
Isn't that funny? That's
an interesting restaurant, sorry.
That's old. All right, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
No, nope. Just wait for you.
You'll find it. Yeah,
hurry up and
pass. I was going for a record too, Dan, if you would.
I'm sorry.
Jody's got someplace to be, Dan. Hurry up.
Why purposely slowing down?
Ooh.
She knows, I know. Good news is we'll have to have summer review. That's good. Might be some. Hope I don't make any mistakes.
Strictly initial review, not official.
Correct. Pending official review.
Yes.
So one bid has it listed as Gary North, but it can't be Gary North because they've already listed as Gary North and it's a completely separate project. So.
Could be a Scribner's error.
Correct. So
don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, be careful there. You're supposed to stab away from you with the knife.
Not from side hand.
We don't need to be calling an ambulance.
So we asked for a Gary North, a Gary South, and if you chose to do a combined, you could do a combined if it was more economical. So as we got them in, that's how I'm going to read them off. And I was told I'm supposed to read them off really slow for people that have to write them down in the background here. So we'll start with the culvert cleaning and eye wall. So that's the most difficult one, or the one that's got me a little confused. Grimmer Construction for Gary North, $302,699.
Oh, can you repeat that one more time?
$302,699. For Gary South, this is where it gets a little confusing because they had it listed as Gary North, but it could be a combined, but I won't know until I read it, and Mr. Garcia reads the same. So I'm going to read two numbers, not sure which one is which. One is $111,925. and one is $198,775. So this is still up for discussion or understanding. The second one is from Hasse Construction for Gary North, $440,000. For Gary South, $188,000 even. And then Gary of Construction, for they only submitted for a combined cost of $499,700. Like I said, these are going to have to be reviewed. Just, I was trying to read through them, as you know, pretty fast, and it appears as though there was some submittal issues as far as you said, Scribner's errors. For Hammond North Levee Paving Project, Walsh and Kelly, $90,624.50. $90,624.50. Reith Riley, $171,110.05. $171,110.05. Site Services, $157,749.00. $157,749.00. That's for Hammond North Levee. For Marshalltown Levee Paving, Walsh and Kelly, $230,667.00. $230,667.00. Reith Riley, $386,018.07. $386,018.07. So we will have our legal and our engineer look at these to double check to make sure that I wrote down the correct figures for the right projects.
What's our estimate?
I have that here. I could give it to you after if I can.
That's fine.
I'll find it really quickly. But go ahead. You got nothing else. I know I have it.
That's fine. You done?
I'm done.
All right, so are we. Mr. Castellanos, why don't you tell us about your radio show?
Thank you. Well, since everybody's so excited to hear the show, we just let you know that we had the Audubon Society was our guest last Monday, and it was a very good show. A lot of people called in. One thing that they did talk about, that they're willing to participate in putting up the bat boxes for the residents in the Marshalltown area to help with the mosquitoes. So that was an excellent participation on their part. Otherwise, it was very good, and we're looking forward to hopefully engaging the whole community of Northwest Indiana here on the show. So I'd like to personally invite some of the people out here in the audience to our show when we have it next May. Thank you.
Mr. Wyszlinski, just want to put a shout out, thanks to the Isaac Walton League for sponsoring a cleanup last weekend and 35th and Chase. They've been doing it consistently each year, and it's important to engage the community to know that make sure everything's cleaned up, and we've got a beautiful area where people can bird watch and see the beautiful sights along our river. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Much
appreciated. Chapter?
I believe, yes, the Book of Chapter. That's it.
Mr. Whitaker. I want to welcome everyone back for the month of April. And thanks for the taking some things under consideration, John, regarding some of the recommendations that you made and taking it back to the group. And good to see that we're starting our construction season off. It looks like we're going to be hitting the ground running, so we've got a lot of work ahead of us. A lot of work to be concluding at the same time with the railroad
and the Harrison Street Bridge. So a little more probably than usual. We got our hands full, but I'm glad to know that we're on the right track to be able to get some of these things accomplished. Just want to continue to encourage everyone to come out and be participants. And it's good to see that we have our contracts going out, and we got opportunities for hopefully minority participation. The minorities actually do participate, and that we uphold the aspect of compliance as it relates to it as a governing body. That is our responsibility to make sure that the compliance aspect of it is fulfilled, and that's a very important aspect. So other than that, Mr. Chair, I think that's about it.
Mr. Ware. I just want to thank those who make an effort to be here at every meeting. That's the same smiling faces here at every meeting, and thanks for your input. I just want to wish everyone a great beginning of the spring and a safe next month.
Mr. Wicklin.
Nothing to add.
Mrs. Lambert. All right, we're going to take we're going to start looking at taking the road or show on the road. I don't know if it's going to be next month, but over the summer we will be going on tour. Next meeting is May 8th, which is always the second Wednesday of each month moving forward. Thanks again for coming out. Happy spring. And I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Giddy up. Thank you very much.